Thank you, Chair. Sorry for coming in late. I was still drafting what I would say. Just a few quick words of thanks, obviously, to my colleague coordinators, but also the rest of the membership that took part in this working party session. And of course, also to thank that secretariat and the management in supporting us, be it substantially as well as logistically. Going through the three main agenda points that we had in our consideration of the technical cooperation activities, we have seen many positive trends over the last year, which obviously we very much commend, in particular in terms of extra budgetary contributions as well as different funding sources. As already noted when considering this agenda item, we do note the unfortunate decrease in the share of expenditure in the African countries. Moving on to the evaluations, which also confirmed the value of UNCTAD's activities for the beneficiary countries, which we highly commend. We do, however, know that some of the challenges do remain, and most notably on the integration of gender and human rights consideration. Similarly, the evaluation for the subprogram 3 confirms its value and issues some very relevant recommendations for the secretariat and for the membership alike. We do look forward to discuss and implement this during the important year leading to UNCTAD 16. Including on IGM and meetings, in line with our consensual agreement on this reached during the last year's regular board session. Indeed, we too, in line with G77 and their several members' intervention just now, agree that sufficient time must be ensured for discussion, be it formal or informal. However, a simple factual check does indicate that often the time allocated to the meetings and discussions is not used. This simple fact probably led the evaluators to issue the recommendations regarding the frequency of meetings and reports, and it is something that that we believe the membership should consider seriously and critically. Moving on to the agenda item 5, again, thanks to the Secretariat for the preparation of the session with the non-paper, which, as already stated in the during the session, is a very useful guiding document to orientate our conversation. We had a good exchange on the outline ideas in the plan, and we do count on the Secretariat to take into account the opinions expressed by the membership. On this note, we would like to stress the importance of staying within consensually established mandate and work areas, especially as we have seen also during the closing remarks by some members just now, some are continuously insisting on clearly non-consensual and non-factual interpretation of certain references in mandates and agreed outcomes. Indeed, as already emphasized earlier during this working party session, regarding the claims made by some of the interventions regarding the inclusion of UCM studies in UNCTAD's work, this has never been included in any UNCTAD outcome that are there to orientate its work. Indeed, the referenced Article 2 of the agreed conclusions from the January working session does not include any reference to UCM, and this is a very evident and simple fact to check. More importantly, it is not the sanctions that create impediments for investment and development, rather it is the conduct that the sanctions intend to induce a change of that are at the origin and the true cause of such impediments. In conclusion, thank you again, Chair and the Vice Chair, for leading us during this session and also during the for your support during the negotiation sessions yesterday and the day before. And of course, thanks to the interpreters for making us understandable to everybody.